have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
By the way, today is National Say Something Nice Day. It's Thursday, and we are thankful. We give God the praise, and thank you for being with us here today on Women Winning at Life. From Ministry to Marketplace, open your mouth and say something. Yeah. I like how he ended that on that song. He said, you can clap your hands, but you're going to have to open your mouth and get the word out. Open your mouth and say something for real, for real. Hey, listen, this is a place of positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. I'm your host of the Loretta Petit Show. My name's Loretta Petit, and thank you for being here on today. We give God all glory, all honor, and all praise. And before we get started, we're going to just open up with prayer. Father, we thank you now. We don't know who's standing in need of a positive word. Somebody's standing in need of just a blessing over their lives. And God, right now, we're just praying a blessing over the lives of those who may be listening. Whenever they listen, wherever they're listening, you're still God of today, yesterday, and tomorrow. So, Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for granting our request and blessing those under the sound of my voice. We pray right now for this podcast to become stronger, more relevant, and dear God, dear to people's hearts. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would help us, Father, to understand more clearly the needs of the people, what needs to be shared from week to week. And dear God, also to bring a little bit of light of love and joy and happiness and maybe a few giggles here and there because somebody's standing in need of an uplift. We thank you right now, Lord God, for Kimmy Kim, the awesome producer, visionary behind this podcast and the body of podcasters, umbrella of the women winning at life is this particular podcast, but under the umbrella. Oh my God, I miss 1 week and I get lost in it, right? Well, nevertheless, she is, of course, the visionary, and she is the producer of this podcast and the family of podcasters. And we just give God praise. Hallelujah. So bless her life. Even in her time of bereavement, cover her, keep her, strengthen her, and her family, God. We give you thanks right now, for you are truly worthy of it all. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now, I had to laugh at myself in that moment, because I know she is the founder of Elation Magazine and Elation Radio. And that's why, too, we have to pray much, because the enemy steals things from us in ways that are just really quirky and crazy and makes no sense. But, of course, we just want to give her her due. Elation Magazine, Elation Radio, the family of podcasters under Kimmy Kim. And we thank you for that, lady. We really do. This is, of course, June 1st, and it means many things. It means many things. It means something probably different to a whole host of people here and a host of people there. But for us here in the Crescent City of New Orleans and the southern swing here in the Delta area and what have you in the south, those who really are going to be affected by it, this is the beginning of hurricane season. So today kicks off hurricane season 2023 for those of us who are prone to hurricanes. Now, it's hurricane season, period. But for those of us who are prone to hurricanes, this means something really, really, really special for us, that we've got to pay attention, that we've got to prepare when something's kicking up in the Gulf. We've got to get ourselves together. It means put a few dollars on the side. If you don't already have an emergency fund, it means making sure that you have a plan. If something were heading your way, where would you go? It means that we've got to perk up and we've got to pay attention. So that's what's happening for us here in the South. That's what it means to us when June 1st rolls around. But I understand every now and then hurricanes break out in places where they don't normally hit. And those tornadoes, of course, they are just straight across the board. But sometimes they come riding on a hurricane, and sometimes they just come riding on a thunderstorm, crazy as it may seem. But it is hurricane season, so let's, of course, get ourselves prepared for that. Today is also National Children's Day, and the day may vary in different countries, but it's National Children's Day. How you celebrate your children. Hug a child. Go ahead and hug a child today. Why not? It's National Game Show Day. As I said at the onset, it's National Say Something Nice Day. It is also Global Day of Parents. It is World Milk Day, World Reef Awareness Day. How about this one? National Nail Polish Day. Getting all the fun stuff out the way. It's all of that. National Pen Pal Day. Do we have pen pals anymore? Young kids don't like to really write. They like to hit keys on a phone or on a computer. But you can do a pen pal on your computer. It's not going to be, you're not going to be pinning it, but you're going to be typing it. National Pen Pal Day. That excited me when I was a little girl. I was glad to have friends that lived in other places. That gave me an opportunity to write to them. It's also National Hazelnut Cake Day. And I'm very hungry, and that just made me hungrier. National Hazelnut Cake Day. And National Go Barefoot Day. Oh, that's every day for me, off and on. I love having slippers on. But, honey, before I can grab the slippers sometime, I find I'm walking across the floor, and then I say, okay, I got to go find those slippers because I don't like dust on my feet. So, of course, I like to have my slippers on. But it's National Barefoot Day for all of you. Like, barefooting, that used to be a song back in the day. You're barefooting, and I think you were dancing without shoes on. I think that's what that was about. But anyway, if you'd like to reach out to me and you have thoughts that could help, thoughts that would enlighten, thoughts that would encourage, thoughts that would inspire, and you'd like to share those thoughts with me, even maybe you have a guest that you'd like me to talk to, you can send an email to me. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. LorettaReviews@gmail.com. You can do that, all right? All righty then. We got the fun stuff out the way. Got the connection stuff out the way. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, now let's look at a little bit of meat I want to drop on you today and leave with you today as well. As for me, I just want to give a shout-out to my granddaughter, number two, Miss Myrie. Miss Myrie is graduating this particular Saturday coming. She's graduating, and she has two schools right now that she is going back and forth with, and perhaps a third that they think is going to emerge, even at this late date, yes. So she is graduating, so congratulations to you, Myrie, your classmates, and all the graduates everywhere. Congratulations. You did the work, and you have finished that chapter. So get ready for your new chapter to begin. But in the meantime, have some fun in the sun this summertime. Okay, then, so let's look at the Word of God. I'd like to share with you about our sinful nature as humans. You know, we like to talk about the good things, the pie in the sky and by, and we like to talk about everything's a rosy bed of ease as Christians, as believers, as preachers, as teachers. We talk about, oh, God is good and God is good all the time, and he is. But life sometimes cannot be so kind. We've got to know with our faith in God how to stand strong, how to stand sure when life is not giving us that rosy bed of ease, when life is not giving us that smiley, smiley, howdy, howdy, happy kind of day. We've got to know how to stand. I heard a preacher say, and I have to concur, that as believers, and not just believers, non-believers alike, as humans, let's put it that way, we have this insatiable preoccupation with lawlessness. Now, believers, we love God. We've got to work out our soul salvation with fear and trembling, as the word says. That means we've got to be on guard. We've got to be vigilant every day, because if we're not vigilant, if we don't make some conscious and intentional decisions about our walk with God, that human nature is going to rise up and take over the brain and make you want to go to something that may be devious, something that may be unkind, something that may be shameful, something that just may be lawless or sinful. So we cannot sit back on our laurels as believers and say, oh, everything's going to be fine. You know, I got my foot in the door. I'm good. God is expecting more from us. And as we fear him, not fear him with, oh, I'm cowering down in a corner, but as we reverence him and as we care about what pleases God, we won't sit back on our laurels. We will get up and say, okay, Lord, what is it that you'd have me to do today? Because we can never forget that we have a sinful nature. As Paul said in the Word of God, he has to die daily. We've got to kill it daily. We've got to kill it daily because it keeps rising back up. That human power keeps rising back up, reminding us of what we used to do, the places we used to go, the things we used to deal with or be a part of. So we have to understand this sinful nature won't leave us alone until we are changed in that twinkling of an eye, when we are there with our master, or when, you know, life runs out for us and, you know, we leave before he comes. But I believe like this, when I say leave before he comes, I mean when there's a mass resurrection. Because I think when we all close our eyes, we realize he's there. He's there to comfort us in this transition. That's my belief. I can't prove it per se, but I can just say I believe that when we close our eyes to this life and open our lives to what awaits us, Jesus is there. We can't see God's face and live on this side. When we open our eyes on the other side, you know, again, that's all Loretta. That's all me. All right. So let's look at the book of Galatians in chapter 5. It tells us that we must live by the Spirit. In chapter 5, it says, so I say, and of course, you know, this book is written to the church of Galatia when it was initially written. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. So how can we live by the Spirit if we don't make conscious and intentional choices? We're not just going to automatically get up out of bed in the morning and say, oh, well, you know, it's going to be all that in a bag of chips for us. No, we've got to make a conscious choice that today, I want to thank my Father for waking me up today. I love the Lord. God, what would you have for me to do today? And if we don't say those words, our spirit man is reverberating that as we thank God for another day. As we awaken, we offer gratitude. We can't just say, oh, God knows I'm grateful. No, open your mouth and say something. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this day. So we live by the Spirit. We make conscious and intentional choices to live by the Spirit. What is that, to live by the Spirit? To live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God as we can in our strength, in our level of faith, in our daily walk, in our daily preoccupations. We should not allow anything to take over our minds and be preoccupied with it if it doesn't line up with the precepts, the principles of God's word. So that's how we live by the Spirit. We're not careless with what we say. We're not careless with what we do. That's how we live by the Spirit. And we will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. So the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit. And the Spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature. Now we got it clear. We got it clear, right? So if something is rubbing up against your sinful nature and making you want to go out and do something that's not according to the word of God, Ten Commandments lays some things out very clearly for us. We're not to go and steal from somebody else. We're not to go out and grab our pistol or whatever, or not to go and kill somebody. That's the sinful nature. That is contrary to God's Spirit. They are in conflict with each other so that you do not do what you want to do. Sometimes I don't feel like it. I don't want to do that. I don't want to. No. It's not what we want. What supersedes what we want is what God wants from us. What does God want? He doesn't want me to give them a piece of my mind. He doesn't want them to me to show them what I'm working with if I'm not working in the Spirit. You know, so we have got to understand there's something greater than what we want, and that is the desires of God from us and for our lives. But if you are led by the Spirit, that's capital S-P-I-R-I-T, then you are not under the law. Meaning that we don't have to care about if the law is going to condemn us. We already are condemned by the Spirit when we take that wrong step. So we're not going to do things that's contrary to our natural law, because if it's going to be contrary to our natural law, we probably already overstepped in the spiritual law. So we're going to be convicted by Holy Spirit, and we're going to stop in our tracks. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Obvious. Open your eyes. See. Pay attention. It's obvious. Sexual immorality. It is obvious. Impurity and debauchery. It is obvious. Idolatry and witchcraft. It's obvious. Hatred and discord. Now, everybody will probably agree with me when I say hatred is contrary to God. But sometimes we don't look at discord as being contrary to God. Oh, we sow discord every time we kill a person's character to somebody else. When we say to somebody else, oh, yeah, well, I don't like her because, you know, she does not talk nice to people. And I think she was the one who caused that big confusion. You think or you know. So I don't be bothered with her, because if you be bothered with her, they say she's going to get you in trouble some kind of way. So I would advise you not to be bothered with her. Sowing discord. Yes, so she may have a haughty way of speaking to people. She may not recognize her problem. Does that mean don't fellowship with her? No, maybe you are the answer to that particular problem. Maybe you'll be able to show her a better way to communicate. Maybe you'll be the one with the idea to record her and say, listen to this. How do you think you did? You know, you never know. So sowing discord, making people turn against other people, that is not God's spirit. And it's obvious. It is obvious. It's of the sinful nature. Jealousy. Jealousy and fits of rage. That's not of God. Selfish ambition. Oh, I'll get mine, but you got to get your own. Child, I don't got my own. I'm not telling you how to do that, because I already know how to do it. You got to go learn how to do it. Yeah, I'm going to get promoted, but I'm not going to put you in a position to get promoted because you might oppose me. Mm-mm. Selfish ambition. You have to believe that what you know, God has sealed that for you. You can teach somebody else. They can't bring to the table what you can, and you won't bring to the table what they can. It's all depending upon what's needed or what's necessary at the time. So let's help each other. Let's love each other. That was one of the things that I was always commended for in corporate America, because as I learned things, I was that go-to girl. You know, I was that go-to person. How do you work this? How do you do this? I don't understand what they want me to do. Can you show me how this works? Can you show me how I can get this done? Absolutely. Yeah, once I get a little break in my work, I'm going to show you how to do it from beginning to end. And then people started saying to me, you're not afraid they're going to take your job? You're not afraid that they're not going to need you anymore? You're not? I said, no, I'm not. I'm not afraid, because what I've learned, it's mine. Wherever I go, I've got this knowledge. Whomever I serve, I've got this knowledge. That can't be taken from me. So no, I'm not afraid. I just feel that we all know how to do the thing. We can all be efficient. Okay? Not patting myself on the back, just saying that was just my spirit before I realized that people were holding back knowledge and not trying to share it. That's selfish ambition, and that's not of God. Dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. The man of God said, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Period. Point blank. Now, that's the meat of the podcast today. Understand, we've got a sinful nature. We must fight it, and we must kill it daily. Live by the Spirit, walk by the Spirit, talk by the Spirit, compliment by the Spirit, love by the Spirit, Bring joy into situations by the Spirit. Be patient with other people that's not at your level by the Spirit. Amen. And pray for others by the Spirit and in the Spirit. And God will be pleased. So that's all I've got to share with you for this day. I pray you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day, rest of the week. Don't forget, this is a place for positive vision, positive voice, and positive vibes. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can send your emails to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Send me your comments, your feedback, your creativity, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Until next time, you have reached the right pod. Tell somebody else about us. That's 5:30 every single Thursday. And every now and then, I might not be here because things happen. You know, life happens. Plan to be here every single solitary week. All righty then. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. May God bless you. May God keep you. This is truly my prayer. I'm Loretta Petit. Bye-bye.
My sinful ways have caused you so much pain. Doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I ask the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, please renew.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you. Feels like I'm so deep in
and I ask myself the question.
I ask myself,
can he really, really? I messed up for so long.
Change my heart.
And so many times I've been wrong. I wonder if there's any more mercy. I wonder if there's any more grace. I wonder if there's any more patience, Lord.
Change my heart
as I lay before your face.